Hello, my name is Portia. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling for a testing site today?
Ma'am?
Are you calling for a testing site?
No, I'm calling. My name is Blaine Newsom, and I live in Andalusia, Alabama, and I'm 65 years old with underlying conditions. And I was interested in getting the COVID vaccine, and I go to sign up at the website, and it tells me I have to wait till May the 7th to have an appointment for a COVID vaccine. And my brother lives in Georgia, twin brother, same age. He's had his vaccine for 3 weeks now. I've got friends in Florida that's had their vaccination, 65 years old. And I'm just a little baffled as why I have to wait till May the 7th in Alabama.
I'm not exactly sure why they gave that date. It could be that they just severely behind in obtaining the vaccinations and getting them out in a timely fashion as to why they told you such a extensive date. I can give you the number to the appointment line, and they can get you registered and see if that'll speed the process up for you.
It does on the website, because I was registering on the website, and that's
right. I don't want to say yes or no, because I don't even know exactly what the layout looks like for people registering, citizens registering on the website on your own. So I couldn't tell you what it's doing, but I know what I can do from my end.
I said check for the earliest appointment in my county, and I did, and it was May the 7th.
Wow. See, yeah, we don't see the same thing. Our system, when we register you, we send it directly to the health department. So if you want, I can give you that number to that line to where they can get you registered directly to the health department.
All right, thank you.
No problem. That number is 855-566-5333.
I didn't get the last number.
5333.
Okay. Let me repeat these back to you, see if I got it. 855-566-5333.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You enjoy your day, and thank you for calling Coronavirus Hotline.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.